In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, and we will be joined by Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 and by Gerard Mayo at 9 after a Patriots loss. By the way, Coach, have you ever seen, since you love the man so much, have you ever seen the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame version of that song where Prince has the guitar solo, like the 10-minute guitar solo? Have you ever seen it?
I don't think so.
You should go watch it. You would absolutely love it. It's like George Harrison, Tom Petty, and your guy Prince. Unbelievable guitar solo. So Patriots end up getting that game to overtime yesterday. Unfortunately, do not come away with a win. They sit at 1-1, and you can talk about that all day long with us here this morning. Some say moral victory. Others say we need to be able to throw the football and aren't that confident in the fact that this team can do that at some point. I guess that's where we stand currently this morning.
Yeah, and I think that that's probably a reflection of the fan base as well. Because on social media, you saw a lot of people calling for Drake May, but then you saw a lot of people saying they're more exciting than I thought they were going to be going into the season. So
I think we've been down that road. Like, I don't know. I tried it, the moral victory Mondays. We tried that road before. I think when you start to look at where this team is and kind of how they're built, I can't really say that we don't have good wide receivers because we don't know. I thought Pop Douglas was a good wide receiver.
Who had better receivers yesterday?
I mean, obviously they got the better one in DK Metcalf. I will give them that, right?
Smith and Jigba wouldn't be the best receiver on the Patriots?
I would say he's a good wide receiver, but I wouldn't put him in like he's so much better than, you know, like a Jalen Polk or a Pop Douglas or, you know, Javon Baker. I don't know what those guys are. All I heard throughout training camp is the kid Jalen Polk is pretty good, right? So who's to say that this kid can't be good? All I know is when you look at this team, and I know Jacoby Brissett was pretty good throughout the, you know, especially early in the game, getting the ball to Hunter Henry and some of the checkdowns and everything, but I just can't – I don't know what your real passing game looks like.
Well, they clearly – when it came to throwing the ball, they went into that game, I'm assuming we can ask Gerard Mayo about this, but with the game plan being that it was going to be tight end heavy. So – but some of those plays ended up they're broken plays.
Yes.
Like he's – you know, he – does a great job scrambling. He did a much better job this week throwing the football on the run when he needed to do that, but it's not game plan. It's not what they're it's not what the design is.
No.
And I wouldn't say moral victory for this one yesterday, Greg, because I don't know. A moral victory to me means there was growth. I didn't see a lot of growth yesterday. I think the offensive line took a step back from week one. The defense had a catastrophic miscommunication with Christian Gonzalez and Kyle Duggar that led to that bomb to DK Metcalf. And special teams was really good, but you allow a blocked punt at the end. A blocked field goal at the end, not a great day. So I would definitely, to me, a moral victory is like, wow, they really grew, but they lost to a better team.
Certainly, I mean, yes, you're right about the defense on that play, but in general, they kept them in that football game. Curtis, when they needed to get them to go 3 and out, they did.
DK Metcalf did nothing. Other than that one long play.
Well, that's Christian Gonzalez. So he had a couple catches, but Christian Gonzalez was great.
Right.
But other than that one play, it's if your offense is this one, the margin of error is almost non-existent.
No, I'm not saying that, but I think to Greg's point is your defense is legitimately good. Keon White had another
couple of sacks.
Yep.
Including a huge one at the end of that game.
But Keon White, after the game, said it was on the defense. I mean, and that's something that was, you know, I thought very – if you want to hear about growth, the accountability from the coach through the players after the game was refreshing to hear.
It's just another year of where we say, and I ask Jelani Tavai about this every week, where the defense has to go, we have to be perfect and carry this football team if we want to win football games. Because if we're not, based on what our offense looks like, and I think what our offense looks like in the passing game – we're going to have to go above and beyond defensively. Because it looks like their ability to run the football is pretty good, right? I would say this is 2 weeks in a row where you ran the football well. It's those times when you need to make a play in the passing game, or do you have zero explosive plays in the passing game?
And I'd be worried a bit about Ramondre Stevenson on a short week after the bulk of the carries he's had.
But you got a lot of great runs from Gibson.
Excellent.
You ended up and so Wiggy's right. You got both of those guys. You can running the football is not the question. It's just you know what do you do when you need to throw the football?
Right, and you can't hope on a broken play that Jacoby Brissett gets away from a missed tackle and then finds Hunter Henry who scampers for 20 yards or something like that.
Or comes back to get the football or whatever.
Right.
You know? Yeah. All right. Well, Patriots 1-1. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. And we will get to They Said It coming up at 7. But right now, let's start with this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Time, great choice this morning. Ended up last minute going to see Pearl Jam last night at Fenway Park. Beautiful night for a concert. Great show. Great show last night.
A little backstage action.
I did go, but yes, I was. I don't like to humble brag, but my good friend Whit Grossbeck. I don't know.
Has he been in the news?
Did you know that we're friends?
Well, I thought I ruined that, so thankfully I didn't.
I got to tell you something. Whit called me last minute and invited me to go to the show, and
I canceled, which is why.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is the kind of guy, you know, I'm accused of being a kiss ass all the time, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is the kind of guy that Wick is, because I didn't even remember this, but Wick called me and he said in 2007, shortly after, we bought the Celtics and we were doing some stuff on your radio show, I asked you about going to see Pearl Jam at Lollapalooza and you got me backstage. And I met those guys, and so I'd like to return the favor and bring you backstage. Is that not awesome?
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Nice man who remembers that. So
genuine.
Great show. If you're going tomorrow night, you'll see a great show. They were awesome last night.
No fighting on stage, huh?
There was no fighting
between
on stage.
Between the singer and the...
No, that's just Jane's addiction. But it was a really good show.
Yeah. And it seems like you had pretty good seats, considering you have turf written on your hand.
Just a stamp on my hand? Yeah.
Yep.
No,
we were good.
We were right down there, right up front. Great show.
A turf stamp.
Let's begin our leads. Shime, good morning.
Morning, Greg. So for me, I look back at that New England Patriots game yesterday, and I see it as a missed opportunity, right? Like, when you looked at this schedule before the season started, this was the most winnable game in the first half of the season. And then you get to a point in the game, you're up three, and your final three drives are a blocked field goal, a punt on three plays, and then a punt on three plays, all three of which would have given you an opportunity to really kind of win that game and secure it. And so for me, that's the big takeaway, is you weren't able to finish. Like, you were not able to just complete the win. You had it. You were on top, even with the mistakes you made early on that blown coverage to DK Metcalf, and the defense wasn't as good as we would have wanted them to be, and the offense wasn't as great as we would have wanted them to be. You had it. You were given three opportunities to secure that game, and you couldn't do it. And for me, that's the biggest takeaway.
My biggest takeaway from the weekend is that your guy, Lamar Jackson, could not keep me in the Survivor.
Man, that was...
Here at WEEI.
We missed big time on our Survivor pool picks this week, and it was a disaster.
What's with the Ravens?
I don't know. That's a really good question, Curtis. Defensively, they look like a mess. Offensively, they don't know what they want to be. I don't know if they want to throw the football or if they want to be a power running team, but they don't really run very well, so that doesn't work out.
I think it's the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. I just don't know if he knows more so what he wants to. Like, Lamar should be running the football. Stop trying to turn him into a pocket passer. And I feel like they try at times to do that too much with Lamar. And that's why I put it on the OC when it comes to, hey, this is what I have. Let's utilize that skill and then add other things onto that.
All right, Chime, thank you very much. How'd you do otherwise when it came to hammering the Chime this weekend?
Pretty good. The pick I gave out earlier in the week of the Chiefs-Chargers moneyline parlay barely snuck away with a win, so that was nice. But outside of that, yeah, Colts struggled big time for me. My guy Anthony Richardson did not look good yesterday.
Nope. All right, Chime, thank you. Curtis, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. You know, I find victory laps to be unseemly. I'm always incredibly humble. But there are certain events, unforeseen as they may be, that lead me to cheer my own work. And on Thursday night of last week, I went to a lovely station event, team building, and
recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
As I was walking from South Boston to the haughty streets of the seaport, I saw the barren bike bus lane. So I said, you know what? I'm going to hop back in it. I'm going to film this thing. And here you see it right now on Twitch.
Yeah.
Bike bus lane only. Empty. Totally empty. Like the end zone for the Patriots in the second half.
I'm guessing this is like 5 p.m. or so, right? 4:30, 5 o'clock?
Right. Yes.
Prime,
right.
Prime commute time.
And let me tell you, as someone who has lived in Boston my entire life, days don't get much better for biking than that one.
Right.
Because from about mid-October until June, it sucks. So, barren. So,
and many people criticized you for this. Oh, Curtis, oof. Give it up.
Oh, Curtis, why are you obsessing over this?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It causes traffic every day. Why do you obsess over that? So, it makes me truly happy to note that the Wu administration, as of Friday evening, 24 hours after that post, plans to remove a bus bike lane on Summer Street that runs through South Boston, citing data from a six-month pilot that showed it wasn't working as intended.
Ah, excellent.
Largely because cars were illegally using it more than buses. I would add, no, because no bikes were in it, cars decided to use the unoccupied lane.
Wow. Yeah. So is this something we could see more of moving forward?
I will, wherever, if you want change, I am your man. So yeah. I will go to your town, your principality. I will show up with my GoPro, not looking to assassinate anyone,
just
looking to cover the day's events and get you the respect you deserve in your town.
Would it be fair to call this your moonshot?
Oh, I mean, honestly, it's the greatest accomplishment of my life.
Okay.
And I am truly humbled and appreciative of your ability to disseminate this information.
The craziest part is going the opposite way on this street. It's red. It clearly states bus, bike only. But if you want to take a right turn at that light before the bridge, you have to be in that lane.
Correct.
So it doesn't make sense either way.
It doesn't make any sense.
And there's a lot of people that brings you to West Broadway. Right. On the other side of town, so
I biked to the work event, so I did take advantage of the gray bike and the bike lane.
Right, you're a biker.
I'm a more gray bikes in the city. Woo,
you're a casual biker.
Yes,
right?
Get more of the e-bikes.
Yeah. Okay,
we understand.
God bless America, and I just want everybody to know when you are getting home in a more efficient way, you can thank the Greg Hill Show and yours truly.
Curtis, well done.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. Coming up next from Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday at WEEI.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.